soldier with a rifle on the shoulder, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
It's time for the Damn BFE podcast with your host, Bumbags, Moondog, and Red Falcon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the BFE DOD podcast for this week, episode number 12. We got fun and games for you this week. I know a lot of ruffled feathers on the forums, but we might be looking in for some good times. With us today, we have a whole array of people, some more eager to talk than others. We have, as a guest today, Airborne.
Hi, guys.
We also have Kamikaze, Gherkin Warrior, Ewok, and a whole group of people who feel a little uncomfortable talking on the radio. So we're going to start off with a mature question and answer session with Airborne. Not a lot of speakers, so we'll start off with Kami. If you have anything to say, just let him know, and he'll do the best to answer.
All right, Kamikaze has one question. Recently, a lot of people have been banned from the EC, and I was wondering if they plan to do a competition that might go against the BFE DOD. What's the plan from Myas, and what's your plan, Airborne?
Okay, I didn't quite catch what your meeting was in that. As far as, were you asking about banned people?
I mean, people like Ewok, Ernik, and a lot of people who's gone because of the change. Might start another kind of tournament, and that might go in competition with BFE DOD.
Okay, yeah, I can answer that now. I see where you're going. Sorry for the confusion. No one is permanently banned in the tournament over the last several days. If people choose to go off on their own way, they don't like what's being done, we're not going to stop them. We can't stop them. There are certain legal aspects with the user agreement for when you join the tournament, and when my ass took over, some of those have changed. But they are not, we can't stop them from doing a tournament. If they wish to start their own tournament, they're more than welcome to. And that's the only, I guess that's the only thing I can really say on that.
Aren't you afraid that a lot of people from the backbones of this tournament go away? And without backbones, I don't think BFE would be able to keep on the run.
In my experience, which is very vast in tournament community, the backbone is what you make the backbone of. You want new players, you've got to go out and get players. You've got to aggressively go out and get new players. Is the Day of Defeat as large a user-based community as Battlefield 2 or Battlefield 1942 or Joint Operations? No, not necessarily. But it ain't that small, neither. And I want to put this without trying to make anyone upset, but things have gotten stagnant here. I know everybody's close, and there was, and as I stated to some of y'all before that this began, there's a more of a club mentality than a tournament mentality. These are not issues that have not been dealt with before in the other tournaments. the backbone of the tournament, yes, is the players, but it is also the administrators. They're the ones that make things happen. And if things are not run smoothly at the top, they're not going to run smoothly at the bottom. So, you know, of course, this style of gameplay is not going to be for everyone's liking. And for those, you know, some of those vets that have been here 4 years since the beginning are not going to agree with what we do. And, you know, some of those people are just going to be so diehard set that they want it the old way that this is not going to be the place for them. And that's fine. You know, we all had to move, pick up and move out and then move on at different times. So for as far as the future of this tournament and, you know, the guys that do not wish to remain, if they want to start their own tournament, I wish them all the luck in the world. I wish them the best. They're more than welcome to return at any time. But as far as BFE DOD, we are going to close ranks, suck it up, and move on with bigger and better things.
All right, so basically you say that there's not a problem from starting from scratch. I mean, you're not afraid of it, right?
No, I'm not afraid of that. My directive from the owners were that even if the community was in such an uproar that it went down to just a couple of people, we would close ranks and start from scratch. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I would prefer that people hang around through the remainder of this campaign and see what is being brought to the table by myself and the owners of my IS before they make a final decision. But I also am not going to sit here and coddle people or you know, try to baby them back. You either want to be here or you don't. And it's not nothing that we're asking is very difficult. Some simple rules to go by in the forms. Most of the battle stuff, as I've stated before, will be run through the EC, SCUBA, and myself before any decisions are made. And at this time, no real big changes to the way the tournament is played in the game itself is going to be made. The primary changes are the rules within the forms and everything else. So once again, I ask that everybody kind of hang around and see what's coming because there are some good things coming. But as also, as I stated, you know, I'm not afraid to clean house. I've got to, you know, I've got certain parameters that I have to go by, and that's basically it. So I hope I answered your question.
All right, thanks. Yes, you did answer my question. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
All right, let's move down the list. Gherkin Warrior Baby, I know you got a lot to say. Throw it down.
Good afternoon, kids. This is Gherkin Warrior here. I have a few questions and maybe a comment or two. I guess the first one is the most pressing, I think, as far as the community is concerned and as whole. With the recent dismissal and people leaving for whatnot and all these reasons, a lot of them being COs, leaving a bunch of units in dire need of officers. I was wondering what was going to be done as far as these units getting the people they need and the people that deserve to be in those positions so that we can continue to drive forward as far as the battles and the battle plans and that part of the whole thing continues to flow as smoothly as possible. I was wondering what plans were in the works or if there is anything in the works yet as far as that is concerned.
Yep, good question, Warrior. And I've got an answer that I think everyone will like. At this moment, amongst the officers of the tournament, the EC and the admin staff, we are making contingency plans. One of the plans is to fold the two divisions into one because of the low numbers, even prior to, you know, the changes that were made over the last 72 hours. And with myself being brought on board as the IC, and that is a plan that I have basically ordered the officers to work out amongst themselves in coordination with Daedalus, the head of the EC, and with Scuba, the tournament chairman. Once they have worked out the bugs and the plans on how they want to achieve this, they will bring it to me for final approval. Now, to get a little more in depth of the plan, is I issued a directive yesterday or late last night for those officers to come up with a plan to fold the two, the most effective way to fold the two divisions in together, and to have a contingency plan for next campaign or even this campaign when the numbers go up. The numbers will go up. There will be, within the upcoming weeks, there will be a very aggressive ad and news post of BFE DOD throughout the Valve community, throughout the FPS community, which will bring in new players. Also, one of the initiatives that I started yesterday and will continue on the following days is one of the rules within MIAS is we may actively recruit throughout the other MIAS tournaments. So in the future, in the upcoming days, you will see posts. There's one in 21CW right now. And as I talk to the other ICs at the other tournaments and get the approval from the owners, those posts will be made in other tournaments. One of the things that's to your benefit is the battle days with the Wednesday and Saturday battle days. Most tournaments have Friday, Saturday. So, and then on Friday, Saturday, they rotate. So there's a very good possibility that we'll be drawing a lot of numbers and some former players from this community that will be coming over that will play on, of course, on Wednesdays. And then, of course, that will play if their divisions are not playing the other tournaments on Saturdays. So, you know, you're going to see an influx of numbers. And these are people that are already, you know, in the tournament mode, so that, you know, there's really no real train-up for these people. They know what to do. So that's where we stand right now, and I hope that answers that question.
Yes, that one answered that one pretty good, but there's a side point in your answer that I'd like to address then. With the new players you're saying coming in from the other MIAS tournaments, the issue I would see there, or is there going to be an issue with them coming over with the attitude that they're part of their job coming over is to try to get us to conform more to the MIAS or MIAS your system, where instead of our ongoing little detente we have with the give and take right now?
No, these guys will be coming over to fill the ranks. They will not be put in leadership positions or anything like that unless, you know, so chosen by their generals, their sinks, and so on. No, but the one benefit of having those guys here, though, is not necessarily try to make you conform, but they will show you, you know, it'll be another group of a knowledge base that you might not have thought along before. So as far as that goes, you know, and I'm sure there will be some, you know, ruffled, I won't say ruffled feathers, but, you know, I'm sure there'll be some moments where people will not agree. We have too many people from all over the world with different viewpoints on everything, so we're not all going to agree on everything on any subject at all. But I think they're going to be more of a help than they are going to be a hindrance, and that even goes back, you know, and that's even to the vets that have been here for a long time. Each tournament is its own animal, okay, and we adjust the rules accordingly to those tournaments. Now, I'll use the forum rules for an example. They are modified and adjusted to meet each tournament's needs. Like you guys, we had to put the swastika thing in there, just like WAW, because you're running a World War II tournament, and that's a no-no. We don't have to do that at 21CW because we're not playing that kind of game, or at international conflict and so on and so forth. But these guys that will be coming from other tournaments, they're coming from, you know, they're coming from the baseline, but they're not, you know, most of them are open-minded that they understand that things are going to be a little different in each tournament. And no, they're not here to come over and take over and beat y'all amongst the head and shoulders. Trust me, if they try to do that, they'll have my size 14 foot in their fourth point of contact.
Okay, that was kind of one of my main concerns, that they would have that kind of attitude coming over, and I'd be their input is going to be greatly appreciated, I'm sure. Second question. With the burgeoning community of expatriates that we are developing right now, I know there are a good bunch of them out there that still want to help contribute to the community in ways. Is there going to be a way for us to be able to reach out to them or them to still communicate with us as far as not publicly but with stuff they want to communicate to us? In the tournament, whereas they're not going to be ostracized from the community while they're in this banning period, where they're still able to contribute their input, their experience. I mean, a lot of these guys have spent a lot of time as far as what goes on in the development of the divisions and stuff like that, and how the ranking system and how people need, you know what I'm saying with this.
Yes, I know the rumors about the people wanting to have their own tournament. Again, I cannot control that. As long as, you know, if you, let me put it this way, my view on another tournament, a break-off tournament from one of these tournaments, because we've dealt with this many, many times. Almost every MyIS tournament / old MFOTS tournament has had this happen at some point or another. And in some tournaments, multiple times. The best way to address that is, as long as they abide by the rules that we have laid out in the forms, there will be no issues. They will not get kicked and banned from the forms. They might not have access to divisions and admin and EC and stuff like that, or even our general kind of open debate forum. Those things are for registered members that are in the tournament. But if those guys are lurking in the forums or whatever, you're free to PM. You're free to talk amongst yourselves and TS all you want. It has happened before in the past with other tournaments that we actually have a pretty good working relationship with some of these break-off tournaments, and I'll use a couple for example. I left my IS not long after they bought all the tournaments out, or actually bought 21CW out first, because they bought it first and then later bought everybody else, the rest of MFOTS out, and I took a break. I was burnt out. I worked with the guys that created International Conflict and was their first general, and then they were basically taken over by MFOTS, and then I started my own tournament, which is Total War, for Point of Existence mod. And, you know, I was viewed as a rival tournament because of the working relationship I have with Crazy and MyIS. It was never an issue. There was times when I was not involved with that tournament that, you know, their TS went down or my TS went down, and we used each other's stuff to cover our own battle day, same way with servers. We can have that same relationship with these guys. So as long as they're willing, anyone that, you know, that leaves and goes to and starts their own tournament, or goes to a different DOD tournament, as long as they respect our rules within this community, they will have no problems with me or with the ownership.
I believe that has answered my two main questions. I'll leave everything else for later during the vetting process. Thank you very much.
So I guess it's my turn. Hello, everybody. This is Ewok. Just one comment on what Kami said, and then two simple questions. Kami pointed out that I and some others might start our own tournament. Well, that's not true, at least not now. I'm thinking about going into plan now for retired BV vets. Everybody is welcome to look by. And the simple question I have is, how long do you want a BVE 23 to keep going? Because it's a pretty long campaign already. And well, when will I be allowed to come back?
Okay. Ewok, and I want to publicly thank you for showing up. I want to say, a lot of people think it was kind of a very harsh what happened to you, and I want to publicly state that it was not personal, and it was not a personal attack whatsoever. It was just business. This is the first time that me and you have talked face to face, so I want that to be out there for everyone to know. As far as your two questions, the campaign for the time being, we will drive on until after we get the forms moved to the new system, the website moved to the new system, and we start a few other things are finalized. So it will only be a couple weeks at the most. Before we take a between campaign break, the determining factor will be the new registration system, and of course this is something that is standard throughout all the other MyIS tournaments that they all use. But that there could be, because it's a new install and all this, there could be problems and issues, and we'll have to test it. So. That'll be the primary factor. Once I know that's all good to go and the new VB bulletins are set up and we have them broke down and everybody's rights and stuff are completed and is working properly, we'll probably pay maybe a dollar or two after once that's done, and then probably shut this current campaign down and then do some very, very heavy recruiting, and then within a couple of weeks come back with the next campaign. Now, as far as the people that have gotten banned, and this goes out, and I want this to go out for everyone, talk with Daedalus, talk with Scuba. They're going to be the determining factor. I don't think it's going to be an issue. And let me say this just openly to everyone that's listening to my nice voice. What happened to some of the people, I know that you guys believe in, that you basically ran the tournament, not you per se, Ewok, but that was just this core group of players. Okay, and it kind of came down to, it came down as a show of force, more or less, like it or not. Let's just be honest. That one says the martyr thread is pretty close to being accurate. I don't have time. There's so much involved in running these tournaments. There's so much stuff that you guys do not see that goes on behind the scenes. Playing game is only 10% of running a tournament, and a successful tournament. There's a lot of things in the background. All right? There's a lot of things that I have to get done. Now, apparently, the community in and of itself had kind of irked the owners way before I came on board. It got to a boiling point, and I had to come in and knock heads, basically. Again, it's not personal. It's never personal with me. Anybody that knows me will tell you that. Anybody that's worked with me will tell you that. And I'm sorry for the individuals, and I know they're passionate and they love this community and all this, that, and other. I don't want to destroy this community. I want to make this community better. And again, like I had said, it became more of a club than an actual organized tournament for whatever reasons. And there's a lot of people at blame for that, from my ass all the way back to MFOTS. Things have not been taken care of like they should be. Hence, that's why I'm here. So for the people, and there were several people, the two people that were banned by myself, by decision by myself, was Ewok and Moose. And I will go into that And what I want to say is that is you do not have a running gun battle with the tournament owners. That's a no-no. If you have an issue or a problem, it needs to go before Scuba or myself or your general. We don't have running debates with the owners. And that's not trying to be harsh. That's not trying to be totalitarianism or dictatorship or anything. That's just the way it has to be to run a successful tournament. So Ewok, I will say it now. I think you got the point. I think you got the message. So as of this time, because you showed up today, you asked a question like an adult, your ban is lifted. And I will ensure that that happens after this podcast interview is over with.
Well, thank you very much for directly answering my questions, and I hadn't expected to get unbanned so soon. And let me add that I fully understand why you banned me. I guess if I had been in your position, I might have done the same. Well, I have to admit that I was pretty emotional that day, because some things just, well, let's say, pissed me off, and where I shouldn't have gone so far, but I'm a straight man. I say directly what I think, and I hope you don't mind if I'll keep doing that way. But well, I got the message, and next time, if I have any criticism, I'll try to talk to you personally, if it is possible. Oh, and let me also add that I'm really, well, happy about all the support from the community. I've never talked to so many guys in such a short period of time. And, well, everybody said yay and whatever. And it was funny. I mean, this wasn't the situation I'd like to be in when getting so much, well, attention. But it has been that way, and, well, I think we're done now. Thanks.
Yes, for all of you listening out there, a little text-based celebration just broke out with that announcement from Airborne, so just I'd like to just welcome Ewok back.
Yeah, me too. Now I don't have to do routes for this weekend.
Ah, damn it.
I was watching some NPPL on ESPN2 yesterday. It was quite interesting.
So you're trying to tell me that you're gay? Because if you are, dude, I already knew it. I think everybody did. We just don't want to tell you.